Let's go. The show started. You got to pick up your microphone and we got to record.
Okay. All
right. Because you got to go get your haircut.
I do. I'm getting my haircut, guys.
You should get a bowl cut.
Right now, it's down to my butt. It's down to my butt cheeks.
Yeah, you have a lot of hair.
It's a now I'm trying to interpret your reaction.
You have a lot of hair.
Do you like it or
there
not?
There sure is a lot of it.
Do we like my long hair?
You have all that hair.
Okay. You know what's weird is that when I was talking about cutting my hair, you were like, I really like short hair on girls. You should do it. And I'm like, well, we've been dating for a long time and I've had long ass hair this whole time.
Yeah, so. Sure have. No, I like your long hair. Stop it. Stop trying to make me the villain all the time. I love your hair.
I love your hair.
I don't know the right answer. Do you know what I mean? Like you go, I'm going to cut my hair. I'm like, that's great. That's a great idea. Hey, let's do it. Come on. And then you're like, I don't think I'm going to cut my hair. I'm like, also good. I like it that way too. And you're like, wait a second. I can't catch you in a... I need to be mad.
Up.
Yeah.
I know. I wish that's why I like Cedric the Entertainer. I was telling you this off mic. I didn't.
Yeah, you like to quote Cedric.
No,
I've noticed.
No. I never said
you wish,
any slurs, but I really enjoy the sentiment of the bit that I can't even say, which is I wish. Wait, isn't it motherfucker or is it?
No, it's an N-word.
Okay, I
wish an N-word would.
Which is
maybe
which
it is motherfucker. I don't remember.
Wish a motherfucker would. Well, let's imagine that it's I wish.
Maybe
would.
It is motherfucker.
Well, the sentiment is that you just want somebody to fuck with you, and I think that's how women are in relationships. They want you to fuck up so that they can feel superior, and you can feel bad.
Well, that's terrible. That's why women are bad people.
I know. I'm not saying it's a good quality.
Someday men will just do away with women and we'll have...
Do away
Yeah,
with
we'll
women.
Have like a virtual reality situation and then just kind of like a dick sucking machine. They already exist. Have you seen those?
We've had this conversation verbatim on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Like down to dick sucking machine.
Mm-hmm.
So...
It's coming. Okay. Have you seen the ads on... like porn web pages?
I've seen that sex doll going around Twitter, that woman with the dowager's hump and the gray skin.
Oh, that's
skin.
Not a sex doll.
Like, is this what you guys are into now? I can't keep up.
You're not even. You got to read the caption.
This is what you guys are fucking now? I can't. I'm too
you're
beautiful.
Right.
I
wish
can't.
A motherfucker would.
Hell yeah. So, yeah. It's I wish a motherfucker would.
I wish the classic bit by Cedric the Entertainer.
It's
in
great.
My opinion.
Yeah.
The best king of comedy.
Comedy. Okay.
Now, I've gotten into arguments with
Bernie
people.
Bernie Mac is one of the kings of comedy,
he
right?
Is.
Absolutely not. Bernie Mac is the king of all comedy. Not even the king of the kings of comedy. He's the king of comedy in general. He's one of my absolute favorite comics.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to God.
I mean, Bernie Mac is great.
Yes.
Was great. Rest in peace,
yes.
King.
Yes, yes.
But like that, you know, the famous I'm not scared of you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Tape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not a good set.
No, his comedy sucks, but...
Okay, well, see, that's the difference, though.
No,
when I watch Cedric the Entertainer, I'm like...
Sure.
I think it's clever and
because
funny.
Because he has to write clever jokes. Bernie Mac is pure magic.
Okay.
So much so that he doesn't even have to write jokes. He's funnier on his own without doing
like
anything.
Tracy Morgan or something.
Yeah, but Tracy Morgan is a poor man's...
Do you remember...
Bernie Mac.
Well, we don't need to say that because Tracy Morgan is a goddamn gem.
This
can
is
I tell
what
the story?
Saying.
This
no,
is not my.
To me.
Can I say something?
We had
can
a
I say
lot
something?
Of coffee. Okay.
I have something to say.
But
this
I was
is not my.
Something.
Well, fine, say it.
All I'm saying is when I say things like.
Say it.
When I say things
I'll
like.
Be over here.
Stop.
Be in the kitchen.
We're in the kitchen. This is a studio apartment.
Well, I'll be in this part of the apartment. That's the kitchen.
Okay.
I'm going to make some more coffee.
We don't need more coffee. We're tweaking.
Just tell your story.
Okay. All right. What I'm saying is that when I say Cedric the Entertainer isn't as good as Bernie Mac, or that in comparison, Tracy Morgan is a poor man's Bernie Mac, what I'm trying to say is that Bernie Mac is so good that he makes these prolific, talented comedians look bad. That's all. Maybe why don't you wander back over here and pick your mic up and say something to that? I think those people are amazing comedians. Bernie Mac is...
Those people.
Oh my God.
Catherine.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think, yeah. Well, Tracy Morgan is, I think, more funny as an actor than he is a stand-up.
Yeah.
Although on talk shows, he's so funny.
That's true. Bernie Mac, though, was an incredible actor. The Bernie Mac show is
he's definitely a better actor. I didn't want to get into a pissing contest between Tracy Morgan and Bernie Mac.
No, I just have to say Bernie Mac is like,
so you're,
he's untouchable.
You're kings of comedy.
Yeah.
Bernie Mac with a bullet.
Yeah, yeah. And then Tiffany Haddish. And then
Bruce.
And then Jabuki. And then
Jabuki, yeah.
And
rounding it out is Mama, what's her name?
Moms Mabley.
Moms Mabley. And that's the kings of comedy.
Are we canceled? And then that guy from This Is Us, he's so funny.
Uh-huh. Oh, did you see what Tim Allen said on The View? You guys agree on something.
No.
He was saying that he should be able to say the N-word. And I was like, I should tape this for Catherine. I should DVR this.
Why do you do this to me?
So that you can be like, hey, this is my kind of guy.
No. Well, I've always loved Tim Allen, but now I have to reconsider everything.
Tim Allen was caught with selling cocaine at the airport in Kalamazoo, Michigan, while he was going to Western Michigan University, which is where I went.
So that's
our claim to fame. Because really? I went to the college where Tim Allen was arrested. Because it's an aviation school. And that's why I went there for film and video, because I'm a retard.
Wait. Was he trying to become a pilot?
I don't know. No, I think he was, even back then, he wanted to be an actor. Because I took a TV studio class or something, mm-hmm. and the head of the department came in one day and told us that there's a library where you can check out old VHS tapes,
mm-hmm.
and Tim Allen's like audition tapes are there.
Oh shit. He made a bunch of them?
No, I think he just made them at the school and they're still there.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's like him with long hair and a mustache.
I remember the mugshot. He is a funny stand-up.
No.
Funny as in like...
He's good. Terrible.
He told this story. I remember the story on Letterman when I was really young. They told about his grandma, like pushing his grandma down a flight of stairs or something. I don't know. The way he told the story
was really
funny. I know he did that.
Power tools.
That's the show.
The show is based off of his stand-up.
But he just talked about power tools the whole time?
Yeah. Men are like, I got a new drill.
Okay, yeah, he's not like overall a good stand-up, but I think he's a good like performer. I think he's got a charismatic stage presence.
Yeah. I guess so. I liked the show when I was a kid.
But,
it wasn't
my
favorite.
Home Improvement? Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
It was fine.
When I was like 12, we had a family reunion in Michigan, mm-hmm. on this like lake. And we found out that Tim Allen lived nearby. So me and my cousins basically like broke into his backyard and were like looking in his windows.
What?
And his wife sicked their dog on us.
Oh my God.
And we had to run back to our like.
What kind of dog? Like a big dog?
It was like a golden retriever.
Oh, that's going to kill you. So imagine seeing little children, or how old were you?
12.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That's old enough to get a dog after you.
Yeah.
Without feeling bad. If you're under 12.
Well, the wife came out and yelled at us.
Oh.
And we were like, fuck you, bitch. No, we were like, okay, we'll go.
Well, yeah, you were trespassing. That would be weird. I mean, even though you're kids, it's just like, there's human beings that I don't know. If they were babies, that would be fine.
We were trying to get a good look at Tim Allen's penis.
Just show us your husband's penis.
Come on. You owe it to us. We went to see Toy Story. We should get to see Tim Allen's penis.
Was it a really nice... I forgot about Toy Story. He's got a lot of money. Was it a nice house?
Yeah, it was enormous. Because my extended family is like... There's like a billion people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had rented a house, like this massive house... to house all these people.
Yeah.
And he had like the next house over
just for
him and his wife.
Wow.
And I don't know if he had kids.
He probably does.
Yeah.
Does. Imagine they're all dead if now. If you became, I know the answer to this, but if you became super famous and wealthy, would you get a house in your hometown?
He was like really into Michigan shit.
Weird.
He's like the spokesperson for. If you watch Home Improvement, that all takes place in Michigan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I don't know about his new show where he yells at his kids for being gay.
Yeah. What's up? Are you triggered? You snowflakes? Go crawl to your safe spaces and eat my asshole.
Right. I watched that show. Very bad. You watched it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I've seen an episode.
But do you think it's kind of fucked up that that was a show? Did the dog just fucking fart that bad? Was that a fart?
She farted. I'm pretty sure. She farted so loud.
God damn it.
I love how when the dog farts, she like wakes up and gets so surprised and starts sniffing at her own asshole. Mm-hmm. Like, what on earth?
What the heck? What the hell's going on back there?
What?
But sometimes she just lines it up right with your face and just spray farts under your chin.
Didn't you say when you first got her, when she was a puppy, she would deliberately line her asshole up between the bars of the cage and spray diarrhea out?
Yeah, well, I mean, she didn't want to get diarrhea in her cage.
Yeah, I guess
because she has
smart.
A very sensitive stomach.
Yeah,
it took me a long time to figure out what kind of food to feed her.
Yeah,
and so she just used to back her ass up against her cage and spray diarrhea all over the kitchen.
That's very.
It was
smart.
A tough time.
Yeah, but you guys made it.
I mean, she is. I mean, you think you're high maintenance. This dog is a lot to deal
with.
She
makes me seem very chill.
No.
So
no.
Chill. I'm like a cool chill.
No.
Girl. Yeah.
I'm saying you guys are like birds of a feather.
No.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
I'm chill as hell. You can take me camping and I won't even get my period or or say a word.
Right.
That's how chill I am. I'm so chill I don't even get my period anymore.
That's crazy.
To be cool.
You willed yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, only get along with guys. I can't even look women in the eyes.
Mm-hmm. While women are having their period, you're like watching the game.
Yeah. And
like cracking a brewski,
yeah.
But also your tits are like immaculate,
mm-hmm.
like mushed up to your chin.
That's true.
And you're wearing a ball gown. You're like everything.
That, yeah. Ball gown, but like with a cool vintage jersey on top of it.
Yeah.
Cut, but with the tits cut out.
Yeah, with the tits are cut out.
I'm wearing a camo hat and dipping.
Right.
And razor scooter.
And also you're making food for the boys.
And blowing everyone in the room. Just
yeah.
Like, bloop, bloop, bloop. Just making my way around.
See,
you have to do it.
Have you ever given a blowjob? Ooh, you're going to love it. I'm going to be like, bloop, bloop, bloop.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Like a fish?
Bloop. Well, you gotta do it real fast. It makes weird noises. Just like, you just go one and done around everybody in the room. Like, boop, 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 you know?
Kinda. No.
It's hard to do. I can't put my mouth on the microphone because we have these like soft wind guards or whatever. But, you know, like, oh, wow. How about that?
Like, that sounds like Pac-Man.
Blah, blah, blah. That's me blowing everyone in the room.
All right, I get it.
At all of your friends at the Super Bowl party.
Yeah, you know me and my Super Bowl parties.
Because I'm nice. So that's how chill I am.
Speaking of the dog, I don't want to take her to the vet and spend $100,000 on some shot that I don't know if it works or not.
So much money. Yeah, and it never sounds like, well, are you going to get her the Spanish influenza shot?
Yeah.
Like, are we doing this?
You
going to
get her treatment for Bieber fever? And you're like, is that real? Is that a real thing?
Do you care about your dog?
Yeah.
And meanwhile, neither of us have been to the doctor in like 3 years.
Right. My tooth, I have a sliver for a tooth.
Just like Joaquin Phoenix in
The
Joker.
We watched the movie, the screener.
The Joker. It's
together.
About, yes, it's about.
I'd already seen it.
It's about a Joker. It's about a very cool guy who does everything right and is misunderstood. And society is very mean to him for no reason.
They should have just really leaned into the, like, what are they called? Incel Reddit guys. The Joker should have just been like really into Sonic the Hedgehog and Magic the Gathering.
He's on Reddit every
night.
And
he likes a girl, but she goes after, but he's really a nice guy.
Yeah, he's like super nice guy. And she's dating this like absolute meathead who can't fit through doors.
Right.
And like punches her in the face all the time. And she's like, I love you.
Just go full on incel fantasy.
Yeah.
You know?
We just saw The Irishman.
Yeah, we saw The Irishman. You fell asleep.
I did. In theaters, I fell asleep for a while because I'm a girl and I didn't understand it. It's not for me. There was not one single makeover montage where like Robert De Niro is trying on different outfits and Joe Pesci is like, no.
Well, you should see Hustlers.
Yes.
Because they have plenty of that.
I'm sure.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Ah. They shoot people in the face.
Trail of dead men in their wake. Wow, we really jumped from The Irishman to Hustlers.
Okay, we can talk about The Irishman. You want to talk about The Irishman?
No, I really have nothing to say about it because I fell asleep. I just wanted to mention that
you didn't care for it.
It's very long. And you can CGI a face. You can't CGI a body just yet. They are stiff, fused vertebrae 80-year-olds walking around pretending to be, what, 30, 50? It's not clear.
Yeah.
He's got a newborn baby, but the CGI'd face is like 59. It doesn't make any sense. He's trying to
throw. It's like pink and weird. It looks like he's wearing a rubber mask.
Yeah, it looks like one of those colorized photos.
Everybody's
from
like, they nailed it.
The 30s. Like, no, they didn't. It looks like the Polar Express. And there's a point where he's like curb stomping somebody and he can't like really move his arms because he's elderly. And it doesn't make any. He's trying to throw guns into the river. His body's not moving. He's just like.
I think it probably worked out like halfway through the movie when they were catching up to their own age.
Yeah.
And it just made them a little bit younger.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, now I can't really tell.
Definitely. Yeah. They just smoothed out their faces a little bit.
Yeah.
Also, the way the technology works, I think, is like they can smooth out your features and stuff, but we know exactly what Robert De Niro looked like when he was actually like 30 and he had way less volume in his face. He didn't have like a big fat old man.
Yeah, when
face.
You get older, your head expands.
Yeah.
And it kind of like fuses to your neck.
Yeah,
so he's got this giant fucking Mr. Big Head with his tiny face, you know, superimposed over it. He looks like Fred Flintstone.
It looks nothing like how he actually looked at that age.
Yeah.
Which I always assumed they could almost take footage from if that person has been on camera for that long, they could almost take footage. I thought that's what they did with.
If you watch Samuel Jackson in Captain Marvel,
yeah,
that was great.
Yes,
they really pulled it off.
But yeah, I always thought that they could like almost use old footage as a reference somehow, mm-hmm. and use their shape and size of their younger face. But it just didn't work out that way in this film.
Yeah.
For me, it really took me. Also, it was boring as fuck.
Yeah, it was kind of fucking boring.
3.5 hours of straight, like, subtle mafia shit.
They were, like, quiet mafiosos. They were very, like, measured. And they, a lot of planning and a lot of whispering. It wasn't like Goodfellas.
There's
like,
no
nobody's
sexiness
getting
at all. Nobody's partying. Nobody's doing blow and, like, spending all their money on hookers. Like, nobody's fucking up, really, except for a few people who make wrong deals. And then, honestly, I mentioned this. I didn't know I was so bloodthirsty. I didn't know I needed violence, but some of the deaths were really boring to me.
Yeah, they're too realistic.
They're too realistic and fast. It's just like mid-sentence, a guy gets offed, and then that's it. Like real fast with a silencer, like done.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like in The Godfather when Michael shoots that, what was it? He's like a, I can't remember now. He's like a police chief or something in that
remember.
Restaurant.
It's been a long time.
And there's a cloud, a mist of blood in the air that hangs in the air for a second.
Yeah.
And it's like so disturbing. And the whole build up too, when he's like learning about the gun he's going to use and where it's going to be within the restaurant. You know, this is more just like, you know, this guy gets shot.
Okay, this
end.
Guy's dead. Walk away.
And then another 45-minute conversation. Also,
yes?
De Niro's character, the character is
Boo.
A psychopath who can't really feel human emotions.
I guess.
Okay, interesting. But when you make that your narrator, the whole narration is going to be flat
so
and
boring.
Like emotionless.
Yeah.
And he's just like, and then I had to do this, and then I had to do this, and then I went over here.
Yeah, and because he has no emotions, you don't really feel anything for anybody throughout the movie. Like you said, because he's narrating and guiding you through it, you're just like, all right, well, this happened.
That being said, I was in it the whole time.
It was not a bad movie.
I mean, everybody acted their dick off.
I just didn't really like it somehow, if that makes sense. It was like...
Joe Pesci was great.
Yeah, Al Pacino was my favorite. He was amazing.
I thought Joe Pesci...
I actually thought Al Pacino. Well...
If I had to rank them...
Yeah.
I would say Pesci, and then I would stop.
No, it was definitely Pacino, then Pesci, but like, you could be wrong. That's okay. It doesn't,
yeah,
like,
and
that's the
and
way
that's
we make
right.
relationships
and that's right.
work. You can be incorrect. It was definitely Al Pacino, and then Joe Pesci.
No.
Yes, for sure.
Joe Pesci playing a Dutch man or something.
Wait, no, Pacino was.
Oh, yeah, Pacino.
There's moments. Okay, they picked the three.
He's racist towards Italians.
The three most Italian actors in the entire... In all of Hollywood, they're just like the guys that we've known our whole lives, like come to know as like the faces of Italian American film. And Robert De Niro is the Irishman. He's supposed to be 100% Irish. And
in real life, he is half Irish.
Sure.
But he's been, yeah, you're right. He's like,
it's too late for us now.
I think in Italy, he's on their money.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. Like, he's... And, Al Pacino is playing Jimmy Hoffa, who I had to look up is Pennsylvania Dutch.
Which is, that's the most insane one, because I looked it up. Pacino's parents are both Italian immigrants from Italy.
Yeah. He's like too Italian. He's so Italian.
Yeah. I mean, any Italian is too Italian.
He's so Italian. And, he's going to other Italian people in the movie, rolling his eyes and calling
like,
them you people. And that it was at that point that we were like, wait a second, what? What race is
Pause
he?
The movie so I can Google this. I don't understand.
What?
This is the most confusing movie already, and this made it even more confusing.
Al Pacino is supposed to be this like German racist against Italians. I don't know.
Have you ever seen Cloud Atlas?
No, thank you.
Oh, God.
Thank you very much.
What a fucking stinker of a film.
No.
And I think it won an Oscar.
You know what? I think since the beginning of our relationship, every couple of months, you somehow bring up how bad Cloud Atlas is.
Awful, awful. It made me mad.
Yeah, why?
So that movie, it's like this huge, sweeping sci-fi film.
Okay.
And the idea is that we all live... It's like reincarnation.
Okay.
But so they use the same actors and it's different time periods.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be like, I can't even remember, but it'll be like the Old West, then the near future, and then the way, way, way far future where we're like colonizing other planets.
It's all the same actors, as in they're supposed to be sort of the same people, or?
No.
They're
different
like
people.
Ancestors?
I don't know.
Okay.
Nobody fucking knows.
Not important. Okay.
Anyway, so they'll take like an Asian woman, and she's an employee at a burger joint in the future, and then they flash back to the Old West, and she's now an Irish woman.
What?
They gave her red hair.
What?
You know, and
but it's
she's
like
still,
Lucy
and
Liu.
And they try to they try to like
what?
And they it's like race. Chain switching.
Wait, they like CGI her eyes?
They don't CGI it.
What?
They
what
just
do you mean?
Kind of do some makeup. They don't even do a very fucking good job. They took a Asian guy, put some like freckles on his nose.
What?
It's like,
what?
I don't, can't remember if there's blackface in it or not. We should watch it.
What
I mean,
the fuck?
I can watch about 15 minutes before I punch a hole
that.
Through the drywall. But I mean, because you know what really frustrated me about that fucking movie?
He's getting so heated,
In the way, way future,
what?
When they're like cavemen on a new planet,
yeah.
The way they talk is like, ooh, this the new land.
Ew.
Where we go,
ew, I can't
we go
even hear.
Family time to the new planet.
Stop,
and it's like,
stop.
What the fuck?
I can't handle the recreation of it. That's
I
awful.
Had to put on subtitles. And still, when you're reading it, you're like...
You're like, how offensive can we get?
So who's in it, too? Like, Tom Hanks or somebody? I think Halle Berry's in it.
good.
Oh, the Nunu planet where we go to have.
Does she say shit like that? Who's the one saying
that? Tom Hanks and Halle Berry in the way distant future. Oh, God, it's so confusing. It's like six movies in one.
I can't decide how I feel about Halle Berry. Is she good? Is she talented?
I think you're asking the wrong questions.
Does she have a great rack?
Thank you. Have you ever seen Swordfish?
Oh, I thought Monster's Ball was where you
Monster's
see her
Ball
boobs.
Is pretty good, too. Monster's Ball, she just gets like... That's one of those movies where you're like, are they fucking?
Oh,
it
God.
It really looks like they're fucking.
That's weird. Isn't there a movie with Chloe, however the fuck you say her name, Sevigny or Sevigny or whatever, Brown Bunny or something, where she gives somebody an actual blowjob?
I've heard about that.
Should
have you seen it?
We research it after this.
Yeah. Yeah, we should do that for the podcast.
For
the fans.
For science.
Uh-huh.
Remember when you posted a picture of my boobs on Reddit and they
not
all said
of your boobs, a drawing, an artist's rendering of your breasts that I made.
Reddit's amazing. Ian drew a picture. It said what was it? Like I drew a picture of my girlfriend from memory and it was a very crude stick figure, like childlike stick figure, except the most detailed, well-drawn breasts. Very flattering too. You really helped me out there. And put it on Reddit and people went so insane that they tried to find me.
Yeah.
They somehow found my Instagram.
And Reddit people are so awful that they just kept posting the same joke
over and over again. They're like, you should post a realistic or a real photo so we can compare for science. I think you meant
This gives me all the feels.
I think you meant you drew it from mammary.
Mammary. Fuck out
but
of here,
no,
dorks.
What ended up happening was they were so thirsty that they somehow found my, like, they went through you and then they found my Instagram and then they found a tape of mine doing stand-up and it went like mini viral overnight.
It went how many thousands of views?
It went from 500 views to 15,000 overnight. And that was cool. So Reddit's actually pretty great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Reddit. Was there a point to telling that story? Oh, Halle Berry's boobs and Chloe.
Swordfish.
Chloe giving a blowjob. We should watch both those movies after
what,
this.
What? Monster Ball, Swordfish.
I think it's called Brown Bunny.
If there was just some kind of... Imagine if there was some kind of hub where you could just see all these things.
Yeah, not celebrities, though.
Sure. Pornhub has all that.
What? What do you mean?
They have celebrities.
But only celebrities that have sex tapes. What, like Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian?
I don't know if they have that
stuff.
It's
not like you can just search.
But you can search like Monster Ball, I think, can't
you? Oh, yeah.
You don't have to watch the whole movie.
Wasn't that in The 40-Year-Old Virgin? Somebody comes up with an idea for like every moment you see a celebrity's boobs.
Well, that's Mr. Skin. That exists.
That's still real? That still exists?
I don't know if it still exists. I don't think it's as popular now that you can just search the clip.
Okay.
But that was a very popular webpage. You used to have to pay to use it.
Wow. So if we search... Wow. Oh, wow. So if we search Halle Berry's boobs right
It just
now,
tells you like the... I don't know if it shows you a clip or if it tells you where in the movie.
But if we searched Halle Berry's boobs right now on Google, we'd probably just see...
Right.
Them, right? Somebody posts a screen.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's probably inactive now. This or it probably exists, but barely.
Okay.
Mr. Skin.
But the screenshots, I mean, probably exist.
Yes, definitely.
Siri. What else is going on? Oh, speaking of movies that really upset you, that really got your goat.
Upset me?
Yeah. You watched a movie on Thanksgiving while I was away.
I watched Hustlers.
Yes.
Which is a movie about a bunch of strippers in 2008. True story that drugged clients and then stole all their money. And that's it.
And they were absolute.
They were slay queens.
Queens. Thank
this
you.
This movie really makes it about female friendship. These horrible women... that weren't even, you think that they're taking men to the strip club, or men are coming into the strip club and being drugged. Yeah. That's not even the case. These women were going out to bars,
yeah,
looking for guys with fancy shoes and nice watches, walking over, dumping drugs into their drink, and then robbing them.
And like taking them home, right?
No,
like,
they would take them back to the strip club while they were comatose, throw them in the champagne room, rifle through their wallets, and then, you know, just take all their credit cards and max them out.
Oh my God.
And then the whole movie, I mean, fine, that's like a great plot for a movie,
mm-hmm,
but you got to make these characters despicable, because they, right, are despicable. But instead, they were like, what wonderful people. And they're
well,
girl
Ian,
power.
And what you seem to forget is the patriarchy. And
oh, yeah.
Because of the patriarchy, women
all
can do
men are guilty.
No wrong. Yeah, just by being born a man, you're complicit in the patriarchy. And we get to drug you and rob you because of...
Sure.
I don't know.
Then answer me this.
Okay.
Did...
yeah.
By these standards, yeah, like... Did, because he's black, did Bill Cosby do anything wrong?
Uh-oh. But the, oh, man.
Hmm.
What happens tonight, folks? Huh. What happens when the patriarchy goes head-to-head with systemic racism? Who wins?
Celebrity death match.
you know, I've told you Bill Cosby is innocent. I tell you that every day.
Oh,
when
yeah,
we wake
I forgot.
Up in the
That's the stance
when
of
we,
this podcast.
When we wake up in the morning, I give you a little kiss. I say, good morning, dear. Bill Cosby is innocent. Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Would you like?
Good morning, sleepyhead.
Good morning, sleepyhead.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby didn't do anything.
Wrong. Bill Cosby was famous. Do you think he would have had sex with those women?
No. Have you
have you seen those
what
women?
They look like?
They're in their 70s. Gross. Do you want some eggs?
I should explain a few things to the listeners. One, we're joking. I hope that's clear. And
not me.
Two, and two, this is a character we like to do called Dead Wife in a Superhero, in like a comic book TV show, or like specifically Punisher, but it's in so many other things where he has this like personalityless, beautiful wife who his only memory of her is every morning she would come in and with the sun shining behind her and go, good morning, sleepyhead.
Her hair is all sparkly. She's got deep blue eyes.
Morning.
She has zero personality.
Sleepyhead.
Wake up. If I die, it's really going to fuck you up.
He's just like, whoa. And then he, a minute later, wakes up in a cold sweat, like, with a bottle of whiskey next to him and an empty spot where his dumb wife used to lay.
Yeah, or like the kids in Inception, they're just always giggling in the backyard.
Yeah,
that's the only memory he has of them.
Yeah,
they're just flawless,
perfect. There's always sparkling sunshine.
I would just love one of these characters to have a flashback of his wife being like, who's Jessica and why does she keep fucking texting you?
Oh, who forgot to empty the dishwasher? We got a big sink of dirty dishes. I always have to do this.
I should have married my fucking high school boyfriend. He's a lawyer now.
And a dentist. He's both. You're nothing.
And then he's just like, I'm glad she's dead. And he goes back to bed. He never becomes the Punisher.
But he's fine, yeah.
He becomes the relaxer. The
the really chill dude who can fish now and not get yelled at.
The watch is the game in peace, man.
Okay, anyway, back to the patriarchy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why hustlers are queens, because of all the bad
They touch
stuff.
On that. They're like, these Wall Street guys made it so we're all broke. They broke the law.
That's why it was set in 2008.
Yeah, but I mean, this really happened
in
2008.
I forgot.
That is what happened. Like, people stopped going to the strip clubs, so these women were making less money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say they're greedy whores, but I mean, they're queens, so they can't be. So they decided to go out and drug people. And like, the logic is that these Wall Street guys need to pay for what they've done. But
right.
They don't go and search out Wall Street guys. On occasion, they get some, but they just
they just look for guys in suits.
Right.
Didn't you tell me at one point they drug a guy who is trying to take care of his autistic son and he like loses his house and can't take care of his son anymore?
Well, they run out of people to drug, so they just start going through their phones and contacting like sad men that they've come in contact with. Yeah, and that's the guy that brought them down. He ended up suing them.
Wow.
And sending them to jail.
Well, that's good. You know what else is like kind of a hilarious rewriting of history with this? The woman who J-Lo was supposed to represent, fucking J-Lo. Google what she really looks like. She is a plastic surgerized fish face Jersey Shore reject. I mean, she looks like a meth baby. And
she had
like,
to drug people.
Yeah, and they're like, J-Lo. She's probably so proud of herself. I will later. This is in my memory from like 10 years ago, so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she's a beautiful queen. But in my memory, she's really gross looking. And I can say that because she's a criminal.
Why is that important, Catherine?
Because...
Why is that important?
They chose J-Lo. Like, on top of all of it, like I said, the rewriting of history.
So, she drugged and robbed men. You know, whatever. Oh, she has a butt face?
No.
Throw this woman in jail!
Well, that's
give her the electric chair!
Listen, I hate to say it, but that's how society works, you know? People are more sympathetic to better-looking people. Mm-hmm. And it's sad, but it's true.
That's why we do so well.
Yeah, because we're so hot.
You can't see it, but we're supermodels.
We're supermodels, and also, do you remember, I was listening back to an old episode, I'm paraplegic. I'm in a wheelchair. And my wheelchair makes Peter Frampton noises.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm a supermodel who's also paraplegic.
And I'm, as always, Chinese.
Yes. So, but I do think that's important. What I was saying is, like, in every aspect, they're glorifying these women. It's like they chose everyone's favorite hottest celebrities to portray them. It's not like, you know... It's almost like if Monster with Charlize Theron was like, they didn't give her a makeover. It was just like glam Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
And she was just
like. That is bizarre.
Like, yeah. And she was. Although they do make. I mean, she is a criminal. She's sympathetic in Monster a little.
Yeah. There's a whole like, I don't know if it's on his podcast or if it's a bit, but Bill Burr was ranting about that.
But,
it's like, this woman is a serial killer. Like, why are we rewriting?
But we're not, though. Like, Eileen Wuornos really was like raped. And I'm pretty sure the first time she killed somebody, he was, according to her, I don't know, was trying to rape her. And
right.
So she like stabbed him. But then I think she sort of got a taste for blood, and she was like abused as a kid and stuff. I think she just kind of took out all her rage on people, and they show that in the movie, like these guys aren't doing anything and she'll just stab them to death.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem with Monster, but this movie was unbelievable because it was interesting because they show you the crime and how awful it is, but the movie itself is still convinced that these women are the
good
best
people
on the face of the earth. Like, the main character takes care of her elderly grandma, and that's supposed to be like a big defining characteristic. J-Lo's character is the best woman in the world.
Mm-hmm.
She's the sweetest, most loving human being on the face of the earth. And and they're just everything besides the robbery. In every instance, they're perfect.
Is J-Lo a Scientologist?
No, she's Puerto Rican.
Okay.
In the middle of this movie, because the movie's bookended with interviews of the main character, like in the future or in the present day, and then it flashes back to the actual drugging and stuff and the stripping. And in the middle of the movie, the interviewer stops the story and leans forward and says to the woman she's interviewing, you know, I feel like I should probably feel sorry for these men, but I don't. I'm on your side. And
yes,
that's like the
queen.
Voice of the movie.
You know, I hope I articulate this well, but I really would love to see equality for women in a way that's like, that is so pandery. That's so gross. We don't need that. We don't need to be put up on this pedestal when we act like shitty people. And I don't think women will ever like really truly realize equality until they stop comparing themselves to men all the time. Like this weird power struggle thing where it's like, we're going to bring you down so that we're on top. Or it's like, you know,
yeah, how come there's no roles for women where they're strong and powerful? And it's like,
there are.
It's like, there are, but it can't be the movie where they're fucking criminals.
Yeah, it
you
doesn't
know?
Make sense.
When you
it
watch doesn't... The Irishman, when you watch Goodfellas, whatever the fuck, those you get into the glamour of the Copacabana or whatever,
yeah,
but ultimately, they're despicable people and deserve their comeuppance,
yeah,
and you're not sad when they get shot in the fucking head.
Everyone would fucking hate that. If Scorsese not only, I mean, they hate it enough that it's like, glorifying shitty men or whatever, but if it was
not really
right, but if it was truly the way Hustlers is like making them seem like good people on top of being very cool,
yeah,
people would lose their, people would riot.
Yeah, like if you watch Wolf of Wall Street, he doesn't get his comeuppance in that movie. He ends up in a prison where he's playing tennis. But the point of that was that's supposed to piss you off.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's the true story.
Yeah, it's a
bummer. He never got punished for what he did.
But like they make it clear throughout the movie that he's a shithead.
Right.
They just show what he did.
I really want to rewatch Hustlers with you so
okay.
I can.
Because
it's fucking baffling.
Are there
man.
Titties in it?
There are, but it's like whatever.
Are you there? Know? Wait, Lizzo's boobs are in it, right?
Lizzo is very much a background character,
okay.
So I think maybe she's like changing in
okay.
one scene or something.
We'll have to pause it and zoom in. I had something else to say about women. Oh, just yeah, I guess you already kind of made it clear, but this the whole all female reboot thing really bums me out because it's like I said, it's. It's this weird like little sister syndrome that I think women have sometimes where it's like they're still comparing themselves to men all the time, which why do we want an Ocean's 8? Why can't we have our own thing? Why can't we have a totally new thing that's like
yeah,
female heavy, which we do.
Your little sister comparison, you were saying this last night, how it's like we can do it too.
I can do it too. And
can,
then Hollywood's like, let your sister play. Let your sister play baseball with you guys. And they're like, she's fucking well, but then by saying little sister thing, I'm just saying it's a complex. I'm not saying that women are actually
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't you want to tell uniquely female stories?
Yes.
007, James Bond, is a male story.
Yes.
It just is.
Why are we gonna have like Cate Blanchett walk in like with stilettos like
yeah.
Or whatever the 007
noise is.
She's just
sucking a bunch of dicks. She's like, I'm a man user.
Shaken, not stirred. Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah.
Whatever, man.
Do you think do you think the fucking theaters are going to be sold out with women wanting
it's
to see that?
So well, people will just because it's a novelty thing. But at the end of the day,
it's
hollow and insulting and lazy. And I don't know. Yeah, like I think we as women should start demanding a little more, I don't know. Like, I just don't think there's any respect in doing, like, okay, let the girls do the boy thing. That's what they want. And then, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Tell female stories.
Yeah.
Try to figure out. I think you see this a lot now as we move towards diversity and whatever field. People are like, I want to tell my story. We want to tell our stories, too.
Yeah.
And then they get the opportunity, and then they kind of fumble the ball a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like there's a million billion female-centric, you know, historical figures, you know, that
yeah.
that are very much defined by their femininity and mm-hmm. the way that they navigate through the world. That doesn't have to be a male role rewritten for
yeah.
a woman, you know.
Yeah, this is getting me worked up now. My final stance is all female reboots are fucking insulting. Stop doing it. Stop and stop accepting that as like equality or anything beneficial to women. It's
if you
gross.
Took Little Women, the book or the movie or whatever, and you cast men in it, everybody'd
yeah,
be
what?
Like, everybody'd be like, that's
stop
very
it.
Silly. Why are you
yeah.
doing that?
What the fuck are you
what
doing?
Are they even? Are they still going to say the same things to each other and behave the same way?
It was a unique story for very unique people. What if they redid Girls and just called it Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, stop doing that. I mean, honestly, you should be mad they did an all-female Ghostbusters because it was like, there's no need to redo that shit.
Nobody was calling for it.
Yeah.
It was, who was it directed by? That Feig guy? Fig? Yeah. Fig?
But yeah, Paul. I think it is Fig.
He very much seems like a white knighty kind of piece of shit.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, Bridesmaids was great, but...
I love Bridesmaids, but there you go. There's a uniquely female story, original story, written by Kristen Wiig. I think that's why it's so good. That it wasn't... People call it the female hangover, but it's not. It revolves around a wedding, but it's all women doing women shit. Hanging out, being bad people, not really glorifying it, being good, being complicated people.
Yeah, being good, being bad, mostly being funny.
Yes.
That was the problem with Ghostbusters. Nobody, it's the same problem with Hustlers, the same problem with all this shit. Nobody's funny if they're perfect.
Yeah.
And because we're upholding women now as like angels and perfect beings because they need to be boss bitches and leaning in and the CEOs of fucking Facebook. When you write them into comedies in that way as perfect beings, then there's no, they're not foils. They're not, nobody's going to trip over their own shoes and face plant because they're flawless. And
it's insulting.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, I think we said this already, but that's what they did with Crazy Rich Asians too.
Yeah.
Everybody's perfect. It's boring. It's like they're not real people.
You'll have true equality in film and television when you have a diverse cast that is also flawed.
Yeah. Full representation, not just
end of
putting,
podcast.
Yeah, not just putting you on the screen. Whatever. It's done. We did it. We solved racism and sexism once again. You're welcome.
Yeah, tell your friends. Do you want to do some plugs here?
I would love to do some plugs, babe.
Tomorrow, Friday, the 6th, we're back at Parkside Lounge at 7 p.m. for a comedy extravaganza.
Hot show, hot lineup.
Featuring Mike Leibovitz, one of our favorites. And then on the 7th, Saturday, 2 days from now, if you're listening to this when it comes out, Good For You, the best comedy show in New York City at Cantina Royale at 9 p.m., I'm hosting. Catherine's on the show.
I am.
And then I want to put this out here. The 27th of December, Catherine and I are co-headlining in Atlantic City.
Yes.
At the Atlantic City Comedy Club.
Yeah, we're doing 20 minutes each. That's going to be awesome. It's right after Christmas. If you're near Atlantic City, come hang out with us. Come party.
Yeah.
We'll drug you and steal your watches. So hail Satan.
Hail Satan.